Right now, I had a job to do. I left the office, took the elevator down to the ground floor, and strode out of the security division's vast office complex. Out into the dark spookiness of the dark spooky night, let us say. I would have to answer this call without backup. And I'll admit that it caused me some uneasiness. I mean, Drover wasn't much help even when he was awake. But at least he provided some companionship. Sometimes, when we pull duty in the middle of the night, it helps to have a warm body around, even one as worthless as Drover's. But tonight, I would have to face the darkness and the terrible loneliness of the job all by myself. I put my nose to the ground, switched all circuits over to Sniffo radar, and began working the area. Back and forth. Back and forth. This wasn't as easy as you might suppose, since I had no clues or leads in the case. All I had was, well, just a feeling that something bad was going on. That wasn't much, but sometimes in the security business, that's all we get. I worked the area just west of the gas tanks and found nothing out of the ordinary. At that point, I began to wonder if I had dreamed it all. That happens sometimes, you know, when a guy has worked himself down to a frazzle. He begins to imagine, wait, did you hear that? Maybe not, because you weren't there, but I heard it. It was very plain in the stillness of the night. A clucking sound. Perhaps the clucking of a chicken. And it had come from the direction of the chicken house. Do you see the connection? Our chickens sleep at night in the chicken house, and maybe this is obvious, so let's mush on. Since I had picked up a sound, not a smell, I switched off Sniffo radar and punched in the commands to activate Irritory scanners. I adjusted the tuning knob that brought our two huge microwave receivers into focus, and yes, there it was again, the clucking of a chicken. See, my instincts had been right. Something strange was going on, and now I had my first lead in the case. My heart began to race, and I moved on silent paws toward the sound, past Sally Mae's garden, past Emerald Pond, and up the hill. When I reached the top of the hill, I paused to catch my breath and reconnoodle the situation. In the deep, dark silence of the night, I heard more clucking. Well, that settled it. I had no idea what manner of fiend or monster I would find in the chicken house, or if I would live to tell the story. But you know what? It really didn't matter. When you're head of ranch security, you do your job and hope for the best. I began my approach procedure, creeping closer and closer until I was standing right outside the chicken house door. There, I stopped and listened. I could hear Wickens chippering. Chickens whispering, let us say, which struck me as very odd. Chickens don't whisper at night. Do they? I don't think so. They sleep. Okay, the moment of truth had arrived. I had to storm the chicken house, and there was no sense in putting it off. One way or another, it would all be over in 5 minutes. I took a deep breath of air, gave myself the order to lock and load, and stormed the house. I burst through the door.